Street stories. This is the Tulsa Police Department podcast. Street stories. Welcome to the Tulsa Police Department Street Stories podcast, an exclusive look into the workday of TPD officers. Sometimes things just go your way. Officer Jay tells us how that feels. Stay tuned for more info at the end of this podcast, but now let's join the officers of the Tulsa Police Department for Street Stories. Street Stories.
It's 4:50 a.m. It's been a long night, but it's also been one of the most rewarding in quite a while. We got another sex offender off the street. After squad meeting, a fellow officer and good friend of mine, nicknamed Mac, was patrolling a few neighborhoods. Mac's a good cop, with street savvy and a sharp eye. Well, it doesn't take long before Mac spots some trouble. He sees a bunch of kids huddled around a suspicious-looking car. He turns around to investigate the matter further. Could it be a ruse? Such as want some candy, little kids? But anyways, Mac attempts to stop the car. It speeds off in the other direction. And after burning rubber through a parking lot, the driver suddenly jumps out and runs off. The police radio's been pretty dull up until this point. A drone of parking violations and report calls. But then the calm routine is shattered. Mac's on the radio yelling that he's in foot pursuit chasing a guy. As they run through the neighborhood, people come outside yelling, "He's a sex offender! He's a sex offender!" You could tell Mac is running as fast as he can to catch up to the guy from the sound of his voice, as he yells out where he's running to and where he's running from. As the foot pursuit continues, more and more people seem to come outside yelling at him, reporting even more heinous crimes that this guy's been up to. The guy had jumped out of the car and had a long head start. And unfortunately, Mac lost sight of him as he turns a blind corner. But of course, he ain't giving up. Just as Mac loses sight of the guy, patrol cars swarm the area by the dozen to take up the chase. We know he's around here somewhere, hiding from us. As we search the area on foot, more people approach us. They tell us about even more wrong things that this guy has been doing. And obviously, we need to take him off the street. Groups of officers comb the area. We look in every alley, under every car, in the back seat of everything, under garbage dumpsters, everywhere. I can't help but notice the silent understanding in the air. Nobody said it, but we all know we weren't going home until we caught the guy. We were going door to door through the apartment complex, canvassing the area for any sign of the suspect or clue of his whereabouts. We'd been looking for hours. Then suddenly, a kid runs up to us. He's yelling, "He's running away! He's running away! He's going that way!" I've already taken a dozen strides before I realize the rest of my body is running as fast as I can after the guy. Two other officers fly down an alley to narrow his escape. As I turn a corner, I see a hole in the fence and catch a glimpse of the suspect as he slips into the darkness beyond it. The other two officers and I maintain a tactical position at the fence, and we try to resist the utter temptation and the unnecessary danger of rushing into the darkness after him. During the adrenaline-charged foot pursuit, nothing else seems to exist but pushing your legs underneath you and zeroing in on the hole in the fence. After a few deep breaths, I realize that one of Tulsa's best officers, J.C., took command of the effort. J.C. coordinated other officers to set up a perimeter to box the guy in. He summoned the police helicopter and one of Tulsa's most feared police officers, Officer Kaiser. It doesn't take long before the ferocious Officer Kaiser gets his four paws on the ground, his nose in the air, and begins snarling and lunging into the darkness beyond the fence. Moments later, Kaiser, led by a team of expert canine handlers, locate the suspect hiding in the dark underbrush. We arrest the guy beneath the glare of the helicopter lights as Kaiser's barking and bellowing, proving once again that he's man's best friend. As we apprehend the guy, he starts yelling, "I love you, I love you, I love all police." Yeah, sorry, pal, the feeling ain't mutual. But like a lot of other relationships gone bad in the night, We'll give you some space and some time to figure out how our love went wrong. And hopefully, you'll be able to do that in a little dingy jail cell with a long jury prison sentence. So as we escort the guy to the patrol car, dozens of residents come out and identify him as the suspect. They also start to wholeheartedly thank us for doing a good job. All of this is how police work is supposed to be. This was a group effort, expertly coordinated by a calm and cautious master officer who knows how to get the right people to the right place at the right time. It was fueled by a couple of rookies who tenaciously persisted from daylight to dusk and into the darkness to make sure this guy wasn't getting away. It was cordoned off by a helicopter crew who deftly circled above to spot harm below. And it was brought to an end by a team of no-nonsense canine officers who know how to put an end to the chase and stop even the most fearsome fugitives dead in their tracks. And in no small part whatsoever, our efforts were upheld by a group of concerned citizens, a group who refused to cower in shame, who refused to be victims, and refused to let a vile lurcher walk the streets of our city. This is how it's supposed to work. And when it does, nothing is more rewarding.
Street Stories Podcast, real officers tell real stories about their work. Today's story was written by Officer J. Carito Mazzarella. If you want to know more about the work day of the men and women on your police force, please visit the Street Stories portion of the Tulsa Police weblog at www.tulsapolice.org. That same address, tulsapolice.org, is your one-stop shop for everything TPD. The TPD Podcast is a production of Tulsa Police Special Projects. Production assistance provided by Audio Spa Productions. On the web at audiospa.net. To subscribe to this podcast, please visit tpdpodcast.org. Thank you for listening, and remember that yellow means wait, even if you're late.